Pot Gedalia. Yudayim Shari Amanshta, Sim Gedalia, Tovshin Pei Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer Halpin.
Tzim Gedalia. So maybe we should remind ourselves what happened, why are we fasting, what are we commemorating? The answer is, there was the Melech of Bavel appointed Gedalia ben Achikam to be the governor of Eretz Yisrael, and he was killed. And he was killed. It was a major tragedy for Klal Yisrael. And that's what we have at Tzim. He was there were many tzaddikim who were killed, and we don't make a tarnus of a Tzim Gedalia. The significance is, Mishmur Lashon is Acha Chorban, the Nichba Gacheles Yisrael Hanishora. The remaining people in Eretz Yisrael was so to be, it was extinguished. Kedesha Nera Golu Kulam. Because Gedalia ben Achikam was killed, there was a Golos, the Negum and Lalofim. Thousands of Yidden were killed as a result of Gedalia ben Achikam being killed. And he was the leader of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Just for the sake of accuracy, one should note the correct name is Gedaliahu. In the Pasuk, only one place is called that. Most places are called Gedaliahu. So the correct name is Gedaliahu. And this is brought in Halacha. If someone comes to Bezin to write a get, what's your name, Gedalia? Unless he says he knows definitely the opposite, you should write Gedaliahu. Nud Naksuba. Interesting, yeah? Much finds got true about this. He points out interesting because Bemus Gedaliahu was killed. And there are Poskim who say it's not a good mazel to call after someone who had someone was killed. Called Reya Mazdir. Isaac Poder mentioned not to give a name after someone who had a Nishkuta mazel. Yeah? The Moshul, someone was killed, yeah? So Khair, we see Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed. And nevertheless, the name Gedaliah is given. And it says in Halacha, if someone's not sure, is his name Gedaliah or Gedaliahu? We assume his name is Gedaliahu because we trace it back to Gedaliah ben Achikam. So interesting, there's another name, Yeshaya. And Yeshaya Hanavi was also killed. Yeshaya Hanavi was killed by his grandson, Manasseh. Manasseh was the Einik, he killed his Zayda. Also a bad mazel. And in Halacha state, there's a shita where it says, if someone's got a name, Yeshaya, and you're not sure, is it Yeshaya or Yeshayahu? So there's a shita which says, don't give the name Yeshaya. You assume it's not Yeshayahu, because Yeshaya no one's killed. So there's somebody else called Yeshaya. One of the Malachim is called Yeshaya. So we assume it's called after Yeshaya, the king Yeshaya. So it seems to be a machlokes here, yeah? By the name Yeshaya, we say, unless you know definitely to the contrary, we assume he's not called the name Yeshayahu, because Yeshayahu Hanavi had a tragic misa. Mashenk about Gedalia, we assume he is called Gedaliahu, yeah. So Moshe Feinstein says, you could say, well, maybe because Gedalia was a big tzaddik or whatever, Yeshayahu was also a tzaddik. But then he points out, interesting, there's another Gedalia, which is not so well known. The grandfather of Tzafanya Hanavi, did you know that? No. One of the Treyosa is Tzafanya. And it says in Pasuk, Tzafanya ben Kush ben Gedalia. And there's a Gemara which says, if somebody is a tzaddik, and it mentions his father and grandfather's name, it's assumed tzaddik ben tzaddik all the way through. Somebody by Rosha is a Rosha ben Rosha ben Rosha. Mela, why don't we say a person's called Gedalia? The Kavana is, he's called after grandfather of Tzafanya Hanavi. Says Moshe Feinstein, it's lo yodua le'inshi kol kach. It's not well known. Did you know that the Zayid of Tzfaninov was called Gedalia?
No.
No, you didn't know. Most people know. Mashiach and Gedalia ben Achikam, because of some Gedalia, is more Mefurusim. So we assume it's called after the Mefurusim to Gedalia, which is Gedalia ben Achikam, which means that his name should really be Gedaliahu. Interesting. But Allah Lamaisa, if someone says he knows Vada is called Gedalia, then you'd write Gedalia. But if he's not sure, Stomazo, you have to assume it's called after Amechita. Right. So what happened was, Gedalia was killed, and the story is brought in Sefer Yirmiyah. And the interesting thing is, Gedalia ben Achikam was a big tzaddik, but the story was, he was warned that someone wanted to kill him. He was warned, be careful, someone's after you. Yeah. The Pasuk says he was warned. Something called Yonis and Ben Karech. Vayomer, Hayodea Teda, Kibalis Melech Beliamoin, Sholech, as Yishmol Ben Yasani Lakos Chonefesh. Gedaliyah Ben Achikom, the grace of Tzaddik, Lemaisa, Chazal criticized him. He was over frum in the Indian of listening to Lashon Hara. Normally, it's strictly forbidden to listen, to believe Lashon Hara, even to listen to Lashon Hara. Forbidden to believe Lashon Hara, and you're forbidden to listen. Oh, now this is, if the Lashon Hara someone tells you is negating the Marshal, someone tells you, Yen is a Schwindler, well, I don't care, it's not negating to me. If someone tells you, you were thinking of employing someone in your business, I'm telling you, be careful, he's not such a trustworthy person. Memela, you have to take precautions to get you. Lashon Hara, when it's the Te'eles, you're allowed to listen and take necessary precautions.
Oh. Why is Balsriva to say Gedaliah?
Pardon?
Balsriva.
Yeah.
Today they said it's Gedaliah.
Good question, I don't know. What's the question? In one place it's called Gedaliah. Good question. In one place it's called Gedaliah. I looked at Pesukim. I've seen Klo. I looked in the Evan in Hechel's Gittinshtek Klo. If someone comes to Bezin to get you, assume his name is Gedaliyahu, and the first pshat is it's after Gedaliah ben Achikam, even though he was killed. So Zichamin the Gedaliah of Tzum Gedaliah. I was put in one place in the Pesuk in Yirmiyah Kapitel Mem. In one place is called Gedaliah, but all the places called Gedaliyahu. Okay, yeah, good catch. I understand. Anyway, all these in your name. Is only really stammer. Person knows he knows. Person echais yishai, and he's called yishai. Yeah. Person knows vada. But the stammer's a echais. Man doesn't know zicha. This from the guy didn't have an aliyah. Came to that. To me, it's the echais. You're not 100% sure what his name is. Then we follow. We go from Tanakh. So from Tanakh, the most famous person named Gedaliah was Gedaliah ben Achikam. He's called Gedaliyahu, right? Anyway, because he was warned. And he was over from, and he said, he didn't believe them. And then, what happened was, someone said to him, they warned him, someone called Yishmael ben Asani wants to kill you. Listen to this. Yonasan ben Karech said to Gedaliah, I'll go and I'll hit this person, I'll kill him. I'm warning you, there's somebody who wants to kill you. So somebody who told him, it's Kedai to know, be careful, and I'm offering to kill this person. Yenna wants to kill you. So he said, the person told him, this Yonasan ben Karech said to him, I'm warning you, it's good, someone wants to kill you, and I'm telling you, if you get killed, because you're the governor of Eden, your misa will cause a major, it'll have a knock-on effect, it'll be a tragedy for Klal Yisrael. Last in the Pasuk is, when a fightsu called Yehuda Anik Batsim Alecha, the Avda Sheiris Yehuda. He was told, as soon as I'm a private, I'm not worried. The Klal Yisrael will have a major catastrophe. If, as happened, Tekalamaisa, Gedaliah was killed, I don't know whether it was because he was the leader or whatever, and the knock-on effect was, it was a major tragedy, many of Eden got killed. So he was warned beforehand, why do you have to put yourself in? Don't know that, kill that person. So he said, no, Al Tazdovazek, Kishekatodova, I don't believe you. Oh, so what happened? He didn't listen to Lashon Hara, and he was killed. And this is the Makaya, a Lashon Hara, even though you're not supposed to. If someone tells Lashon Hara, which is Negeya Lemaisa, you're supposed to listen and you're supposed to take precautions. So even the grace of Tzaddik Gedaliah, he's criticized for not taking precautions. Yeah. So I think, yeah. So a Seretz Yimei Tshuva, what's the connection? A Seretz Yimei Tshuva. So I was thinking, the Inyan, a Seretz Yimei Tshuva. We have to find in your name to do tshuva bokshem from Eden. We have to find points that need a chizuk. So in your shmir slashdor needs a chizuk. Yeah, bokshem Eden essen kusher. We keep the mitzvahs bokshem. So series of tshuva is a time for every person to find out what inyan needs improvement. A bit of introspection to examine one's deeds and find what inyan can I be machazik in your tshuva. Tshuva, maybe I think shmir slashdor is in your chizuk. Be careful, Gedalia was taka supposed to hear Lashon Hara, but generally speaking, it's forbidden to hear Lashon Hara. Meila says to make sure there's a time to think about this inyan, being nizza, not to hear, not to believe Lashon Hara, not to even listen to Lashon Hara, yeah?
Why do we fast today?
Because the tragedy of Klai. Pardon? Yeah, I don't know why, I'm not sure. I'm afraid to get the cash there. The men in Sneaking Madai, we don't fast. And Pinkadalia, he's criticised the Maisa. He was a bit to himself to blame. Him calls there, there's a town this year. Yeah, him calls there, yeah, it's the cash, yeah. No, this, no, because I love you, yeah. Yeah, oh. Because I love you, yeah. Yeah, oh. And very often in Russian horror, where it's not the game, we're not supposed to believe, yeah, you might think, you might think, how can I not believe Lashon Hara? How can I not believe? Someone told me something, yeah? So Chofetz Chaim, because the Chaz make it a bit easier, he says, first of all, the person who told you may have missed out one small detail, or may have added in one small detail. Maybe sometimes a story, the same story, one minor detail missing, make all the difference, yeah? Maybe he did Tichreis, he was in Vaz to somebody, maybe he did something to him first, you never know, yeah? Chofetz Chaim says, even the words you use, even the tone of voice which you say things make it. As many cheshbon as you can make easier. If you hear a gnai on a yid, you shouldn't automatically assume that everything's 100% true. And the other cheshbon to take in mind is, even if you hear Lashon Hara from someone, you think, well, I heard it from a very reliable person. How can I not believe it? This is this inyan that we're not, even when it's the ta'alas, like in the case of Gedalia, it's only a hatter to be chosh, not to believe, but vador, just to be chosh, take necessary precautions. So I might ask, it's a very difficult mitzvah, how can I not believe someone told me, a trustworthy person told me some gnai about yi, how can I not believe him? He says, I'm kind of push the chajman. The person who told you this, if it's not the ta'alas, so he's done an avay of Russian horror. So the person who told you, he is now doing an Aveira. But the person being spoken about has got a chazaka, a cheskas kashrus. He's got an assumed status for everything. Come to Chos, it shouldn't be too hard. It should make it be easier not to believe this person. Because why should this person, who's doing an Aveira of Lashon Hara, as the Chos condition goes to tzaddik? Why should he have a koyach to take away the cheskas tzidkas of another yid? Had the cheskas? Person being spoken about, as far as I know, is an Erech Yid. Came to gain somebody. Reuven says, Shimon, there goes to Avla. So initially, I said, oh, because of what he said now, Shimon goes down in my estimation, right? Because Reuven, the great tzaddik, told me Shimon didn't Avla. So the Chofetz Chaim, Reuven, the great said, Reuven, the chashtik of Russia. Reuven told Israel, and Shimon has got a chazok in Erech Yid. Hatramela shouldn't be so quick to condemn the person about who's been spoken about on the base of what someone told you, if that person himself is a chesgos tzaddik. And the interesting thing is the Maaser, we said, well, Gedalia was supposed to have been, Mekai wasn't. So here we have another point. Here we have the point that we see sometimes the halacha allows you to listen when it's a ta'alas. So there's also a limit here for Sosim Echuv. The limit is as follows. Instantly, the Chofetz Chaim says in Lakdoma, why is Lashon Hara, Shmiras Lashon, one of these mitzvahs very, very, it's not as widely kept as other mitzvahs, yeah? So very, so people have got so, a lot of, people are very lenient, don't take it seriously. So he brings various reasons why. One reason he brings is people don't know the halachas. The halachas don't know what's called Lashon Hara, haven't learned halachas. The Meila, it's an inyan, these chizitlim. And then there's another reason why this inyan is not so widely. She brings in the Nechdom. One of the reasons he says is, things in Shmiras Loshon. Why is it Hefke Cholka'ah? So he says it, because sometimes then he says, he brings Lashon, he says it again, what says it as vain. Oh, v'imroya ha-yetzahara, sh'be'elu in your lo-yetzech l'odom. He tells people, it's not Lashon Hara, of aim meg mered, of aim is a mitzvah to red. And the Rambam is paper. Shemachim me'olav kol kach bein lashon hara, at shemar eloi shakoyl nichnas bechaloshon hara. In kate yevchin is chay teiv binyan zeh. Chavos Chaim, it's not a minyan yetzahara which tells someone I can't be nizin shmus haloshon. I can't be mapped not to haloshon. You know why? I won't be having a normal life. I won't be able to speak anything. I can't listen to it. I can't talk. I can't have a normal and conversation. So this is the Yetzirah, which is telling you, making the mitzvah too difficult. First of all, the Yetzirah says, it's allowed. It's mutter. You don't know. And if you do know the halachas, there's the Yetzirah, which tells you, it's not reasonable to expect me to be careful about Lashon Hara. Why? Because every second thing I'm going to say, Lashon Hara. And someone's going to talk to me, I can't listen to them. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's a Yetzirah making the mitzvah very difficult. And by making it too strict, what happens is, yeah, not for me, it's from the Mali mention. Oh. So he says, this like the Nochash said, Af ki omer lekim, lo soch glim kol eitz hagom. Oh, so I think he means the Pshat or the Chaim HaKudosh. The Nochash at the Chava. Is it true you can't eat any of the trees? It's a very, very shvedic gzeira. Ribbono Shel Olam not letting you eat any of the trees. That is absolutely untrue. The only one tree you can't eat. So the Rechaim HaKudosh, the Nochash trying to say, all the trees you're allowed to eat, the ik is that one tree. The Dovah also, that's what you want. The Yetzirah makes a person think that whatever is allowed is garnished. It makes him think the one which is forbidden, does his ik. And if you can't eat that, it's like you can't eat anything. So by making it very difficult, he says, I can't survive. Similarly, says the Chofetz Chaim, there's plenty to talk about, plenty things you talk about, but the Yetzirah tells a person, I can't talk to us, I can't have a normal conversation. My colleagues have gone, like the Nochash said to Chava, you can't eat any of the trees, which is not true. There's only one tree you can't eat. Oh, but the derech of the Yetzirah is to make the person think what's allowed is insignificant, what's forbidden is what is very important to me, makes it too difficult, I can't survive if I can't have the forbidden. Similarly, Broshnara, I can't manage. Yeah, the answer, the counter argument to that is, of course you can manage, because all Lashon Hara you want to say is Al Shtusim. What you don't need to hear, you're not supposed to hear. The raya is, if you need to, you're allowed to hear. So here's the chizuk. Here we get a chizuk from the story of Daniel Mechikam. A man says, I can't survive not listening to Lashon Hara. Why? I need to know what's going on. Says the Navi. Fakat, what you're not supposed to, you don't need to. If you need to hear, you're not allowed to hear it. Gedali was too machmir. So this gives us a chizm, so us wissen, the laws of not listening to Lashon Hara, it's not an unreasonable restriction. Fakat, in the halacha itself, don't listen to Lashon Hara, it's been built in her tailim. Things you need to hear, you're supposed to hear. Memela, it's a murder chizm. Don't think it's a major imposition. Do not think that by not listening to Lashon Hara, your life will be a misery, you can't hear important things. Because the things you're not supposed to hear, you're not supposed to. It's narishkeiten. Ma'ash enge, if it's important, you're not allowed to, and you're supposed to. Horaya. Gedalia Berachikom was criticized for not listening when he should have listened. Mesa Grisa Chizuk, as was the Torah is given going to people, and no one will lose out by keeping the Torah.
That's why we have to fast.
It's a limit from Samuel. We fast because of the tragedy, and because he was Nifter, many other thousands of Edom were Nifter as a result. It was a tragedy for Klal Yisrael. But this is just something a limit. The limit is, it was too machmir, and don't worry about it if you're anything important, you'll be listening, and the things you want to hear are talking about important. Some people say happen on Rosh Hashanah, so every time Gedal's got a din of nitcha, but this is the shidduch, passing today. Now, Moshe, no, could be did happen, but hasn't got a din of nitcha. There's a shidduch which says every time Gedal's called nitcha, but I don't know, even though it did happen then, but the Maya says, since they were kaveri now, it's not called nitcha. Yeah, I think so, yeah. But it's not, not so easy not to believe, you hear things, yeah. Pardon? I think it happened on base tissue. We can't fast, but surely push off the gimbal. But imagine that is the limit that anything, if it's stammers, if it's not the geyer, you shouldn't believe it, yeah? But it's not so easy because you feel, you won't tell me yet. Someone said, I don't know what this, I think it's a true story, but it's slightly amusing. There was once a story went around about a certain Talmud Chacham. He did something very Ma'aseh Gnai. So someone said, the halacha is, I think it is what he said there. Kodem kol, snish nemes. Oops is emes, b'tunish gnaim. That brings out the paradox. If it's true, don't believe it's difficult. Because if you think it's true, then you said you shouldn't have to worry. You should take a think. It's not true, meaning you never know. How do you know 100% every detail is true? Yeah, and that is a madrega. The work as a madrega to be melambus chus on yidin. Also, this time of year, we say in the Vilna Makenu, sasayim piyos mastineinu umekatrigenu. We ask the Rebbeinu Shlodom to close the mouths of the. Of the prosecuting angels, all the mastinim, yeah? The Chofetz Chaim says, if a person himself speaks bad about Yidin, he's Ma'ira Kitrug, Ma'ira, doesn't go together. The way to be Zoicha, Midda Keneged Midda, to close the mouths of the prosecuting angel, is if we ourselves make sure not to accuse other Yidin. So it could be, I'm assuming, saying this, Chofetz Chaim doesn't say, maybe who are Din Gabba listening as well? If you don't want to listen to bad about you, it's also chelik not to speak or to listen bad of a madrega to feel that you don't want to hear bad. Unless it's takle to LS, as was the case with Gedali, was it to LS? And then taka, he needed to know, take precautions, yeah? But it's not so easy because sometimes you feel there, you want to hear bad, yeah? Reburchash Dresden, you remember?
Yeah.
The Vrucha. Here's the Vaya, they said, Miss. Shias Padva, the Aydin gave a hesped. And one of the things he said about the Shver was, as he tackled, didn't want to hear Lashon Hara. And he said, Stu mentioned something, I listened to it, yeah? Ich tun nicht gern was Lashon Hara. Aber hier ist mein Dreh, he said, I tackled nicht gewohnt, Herrn Schlechzer von Yid. So, man kennt doch euch haben, da war da mit des Treves, you tackled, Jane, don't want to hear bad. If you hear bad, I don't want to hear, it's not little Ellis, I don't know if you have to work on it. One thing I'll say, well, it's true, but I'm not allowed to believe because that's the mechaz of Chizmai, that's very difficult. You see, like, the Locha says, I mustn't believe it. That's because you're like, suppose you really, you should genuinely feel, I don't want to hear it. If I hear it, I genuinely can't be true. There must be some, as we said, not so hard. I mean, it is hard, but you can make it easier by thinking maybe there's some detail that's been missed out. Mela, it's a whole attitude of mind, a whole mindset to think good about Yidden and not to want to hear bad about Yidden, unless it's taka, the te'eles. I mean, the person is telling you the te'eles, yeah? And by the way, the Chofetz Chaim says, when this person tells you the te'eles, he has to know why. You have to know why he's telling you, otherwise he's machshir you in Lashon, yeah? He has to tell you, he has to be machaven, yeah? In the case of Gedal, it's obvious. Yeah, I said to him, I'm telling you for your own good, someone wants to kill you. That's quite obvious, he's telling him to tell us, yeah? Mashenki tells him other things, it may not be clear why you want to know. Someone may be telling you, Moshe, say you want information for a shidduch. So you say, what do you know about this person? And he tells you all sorts of nishkita zachen, yeah? Why? So the Chofetz Chaim, but when you ask him, you're supposed to tell him, please can you give me this information? It's negeya for a shidduch. Ma'asheng, if you don't tell him, and he says to Yana regularly, Mrs. Mankrishman, he sleeps in, and I stick a back and I like the geya. So very nice, you will now use this information as a precaution not to, but he didn't know that. So he's doing an aveira. No, he's not doing an aveira. Yeah, he's doing an aveira. You're machting him an aveira because he's saying g'nai shorei tzorich, yeah? In the case of Gedali ben Achikam, it was clear. Yeah, he said to him, I'm warning you, somebody wants to kill you. So obviously that is a dibur shel g'nai. It's a derogatory comment. It's obvious that it's helis to take precautions, yeah? Ma'ashenke, if I say to someone, Yana Bukh is a lighty guy and he's up half the night and sleeps half the day, there's no helis from that. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm just saying, could be the person who hears the information, for him it's a te'eles, he will now not do the shidduch. If I don't know that, yeah. I'm doing an aveir of Lashon Hara. Yeah. Chofetz Chaim said, it could be like, nishaven lechel bosa chazira, for all of I won't do an aveir, but it's good. So it's definitely bad, and could be worse, it could be, he says, nishaven lechel chazir, I want to be vazayid, but end up being kushta, because he only used the information. Yeah. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, it's worse than that, it's chazir mamash. Because by Lashon Hara, these in your name, isn't how Ali B'Dev, it has to be a Kavona. Is Zicha a wrong thing to do? If you want information, tell someone why you want to know. People don't say why they want to know. You know why? Come over here and all the juicy thing. I'm telling you, won't tell me the bad. I want to hear the real neighbor. So I mean, people pretend that as if I want to. No, that's wrong. You meant to say why you want to know. And if you, and the person who's telling you should know, he's telling you for a reason. And then, no, Issa. So the Chofetz Chaim, not only is this Chavon Lechel Bosa Chazir, because the fact that the person who heard you uses this information is not happy. You didn't know why. Mash Einke, if you just tell him why you want to know, yeah? If you say, I'm thinking of employing someone in my shop, is he a trustworthy person? Then you don't know why you're telling him, yeah? But in the case of Gedalia, it wasn't a Geya, because he didn't ask anybody. He came to offer the information. Obviously, it's Mutter. Pardon?
You just tell him who the person
is. Yeah, he stole the fish. Somebody wants to kill you. Yes, that name, yeah. Yeah. With the posse here. V'yochlem ben kareach v'yochlem ben kareach v'chassay v'ashe b'azor boya g'dayim b'sof v'yoyim v'elof hayodoya teida ki ba'alis that was his name melech b'nei amoy sholach es yishmol ben nesanya la'koyscho nofesh. Did you know the king of Amon is sending someone to kill you? Was a hitman. He was told them that. For the ham and them Gedalia, he didn't believe them. He couldn't get clearer than that. He was told, he didn't believe. The Mazazach is no child of a mechavan or tell. Obviously, he was there. He's telling you for a reason. And may he's talking criticized. Yeah. So it's interesting. Yeah. He's a great. We have a fast to commemorate his misa. Or Chazal criticize him. Yeah. The Gemara Nida says he's the best. Gemara Nida brings a pasuk. Yeah. My Nida, Samachav, and the Moor says a Lashon here, that because of him, many people were killed. Lashon, my one with Lashon here. Aboya Asher Hishlich Shom Yishmoel, as called Pigrei Anoshim Asher Hiki Bagdalia. There was a pit, and they threw in all these bodies of people who were killed by Gedalia. Frig the Gemara, Vichi Gedalia Hagam, or something to go, Vahali Yishmoel Hagam, Ella, Mitoil Shaharilo Lachush. La'atzas Yochanan ben Kireach v'lo chosh ma'al of a koski ha'al. If he killed, he's to blame. So Chazal say, kill, he's to blame. So Mordechai is actually, isn't it? Pardon? A guy, maybe could be a Yid. He may have been a Yid. Yishmael ben Esanya. It's called Yishmael, but people are called Yishmael. Yeah, good question. The fast must be for the Tzor Shabbat, yeah. In the Mustam, he was the. Are those called Yishmael? Yeah. The many speaking, yeah. Because the limit is, I'm a Chizuk, the limit is a Maisa Chizuk, not to listen to Lashon Hara, and not to believe Lashon Hara, and take a limit from the story of Tzim Gedalia as anything important. Which you're supposed to know about, your tech is supposed to hear, and then you're allowed to take precautions. And when you're not supposed to hear, you don't need to hear. Maybe there's a skuller if we're nizel not to talk bad about, not to hear bad about Eden, the bone shalom will also be close the mouths of all the accusing angels, and the Bezer Shemal won't listen to any accusations against us. But Zerchzantia, Gitki Ben Shua. Oh, man.